Words of Comfort, Ellen G. White. In the last scenes of this Earth's history, war will rage. There will be pestilence, plague, and famine. The waters of the deep will overflow their boundaries. Property and life will be destroyed by fire and flood. This should show us that the souls for whom Christ has died should be fitting up for the mansions Christ has gone to prepare for them. There is a rest from earth's conflict. Where is it? That where I am, there ye may be also. Heaven is where Christ is. Heaven would not be heaven to those who love Christ if he were not there. Are we individually fitting up characters which will be meet for the society of Christ and the heavenly angels? And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. This is the confidence that we have in him, writes John, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. These promises are all given on conditions. The Ten Commandments, thou shalt and thou shalt not, are 10 promises assured to us if we render obedience to the law governing the universe. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Here is the sum and substance of the law of God. The terms of salvation for every son and daughter of Adam are here outlined. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. This positive assurance was given to the disciples to be given to all who should believe on him till the close of this earth's history. Christ desired his disciples to understand that he would not leave them orphans. I will not leave you comfortless, he declared. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Precious, glorious assurance of eternal life. Even though he was to be absent, their relation to him was to be that of a child to its parent. The influence of the Holy Spirit is the life of Christ in the soul. We do not now see Christ and speak to him, but his Holy Spirit is just as near us in one place as another. It works in and through everyone who receives Christ. Those who know the indwelling of the Spirit reveal the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. At that day, said Christ, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Christ sought to impress the minds of the disciples with the distinction between those who are of the world and those who are of Christ. He was about to die, but he would imprint on their minds the fact that he would live again. And although after his ascension he would be absent from them, yet by faith they might know and see him. And he would have the same loving interest in them that he ever had. Christ assured his disciples that after his resurrection, he would show himself alive to them. Then every mist of doubt, every cloud of darkness would be rolled away. They would then understand that which they had not understood, that there is a complete union between Christ and his Father, a union which will always exist. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Again, Christ repeated the condition of union with him. This promise is made to every sincere Christian. Our Savior speaks so plainly that no one need fail to understand that true love will always produce obedience. The religion of Jesus Christ is love. Obedience is the sign of true love. Christ and the Father are one, and those who in truth receive Christ will love God as the great center of their adoration, and will also love one another. Mrs. E. G. White.